For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
After a week of conflicting statements among Trump administration advisors regarding trade with China, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer went on CBS's Face the Nation and explained that U.S.-China trade negotiations need to reach a successful end by March 1st, adding that it's a hard deadline.
At the end of 90 days, these tariffs will be raised on $200 billion from 10% to 25% if we don't get a satisfactory solution.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow commented on the president's decision to replace Chief of Staff John Kelly before the end of the year.
General Kelly is a remarkable patriot. He has given such phenomenal service to this country. President Trump at our senior staff Christmas dinner Friday night had some wonderful complimentary things to say about the chief. I heartily concur. So I suppose it's time to move on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says if accusations about President Trump directing his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to make illegal hush payments to women who had alleged affairs with Trump are true, then those actions would be impeachable offenses. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff discussed the president's possible future.
There's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
A winter storm is moving across the Carolinas and into Virginia with high winds and rain knocking out power to thousands. North Carolina Emergency Management Deputy Director Mike Sprayberry.
The utility crews are working hard to ensure everyone has power. Please stay off the road so they can safely execute their missions.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
With hurricanes, tornadoes, mudslides, and now a major winter storm that has hit us before Christmas, well, Mother Nature has been hard on North Carolina this year.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A nightclub tragedy in Italy leaves several people dead. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Italian police are still questioning witnesses to determine who sprayed an irritant, triggering a deadly stampede in an overcrowded disco bar in a town near the Adriatic port of Ancona. Police did not confirm Italian media reports, saying investigators had already identified a juvenile as the alleged sprayer of that irritant, but they do say police had questioned over 80 witnesses to Saturday pre-dawn stampede at the Blue Lagoon Disco. Five teens, all of them minors, and a mother who accompanied her child to the rap concert were killed in that stampede. More than 50 concert goers were injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the first people to plead guilty in the Russia probe has been released from jail. USA's Wendy King has more.
Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison on Friday morning after serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with people tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends, you're away from the world, and you're living in a underworld.
I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
And for USA Radio News,